You're listening to Remember When, a podcast that celebrates God's amazing love through the big and small moments during the last 50 years of the Church of Christ in the West. What pulls a person to be so deeply involved in church activities? Growing up in Hawaii, Janlyn Valerio kept to herself and took no interest in church programs or even fellowship. But she shares how the 30th anniversary celebration in Hawaii changed her perspective.
Growing up, I wasn't always one of those kids you'd see loitering around the chapel grounds on Sunday afternoons. You wouldn't see me hanging out at the pastoral house or in the parking lot because I wasn't always involved in church activities. But that all changed during the summer of 1998. The District of Hawaii prepared for the 30th anniversary celebration, and I don't think a lot of people outside of Hawaii knew that we had a celebration, but we did, and it was pretty big. But anyway, my sister dragged me to a choral group practice. I didn't even want to go, but she made it seem like I had no choice, and I didn't drive, so I went. I joined the choral group. I remember making a lot of friends. I remember we practiced 2 to 3 times a week. I remember practicing choreography in the upper parking lot, and it was a lot of left, right, hands up, smile, walk forward, walk backwards, keep smiling, you know, that kind of simple choreography. And at the end of every practice, our choral group leaders would always say something inspiring. I remember they said, "If you're praying for something that has anything to do with bringing you closer to God, why wouldn't he bless you with it? This whole celebration is to bring us closer to God." The day of the celebration was a big deal. It was held at the Neil Blaisdell Center, and brethren from the other islands came. That never happens. It's rare that all the brethren from other islands come and celebrate, but they came from Maui, Big Island, Kauai. We even had a few brethren come from the mainland. California, I remember. It was such a blessing to celebrate with everyone under one roof. But you know, what I remember most is the pride everyone had for their membership. They were all so proud and excited to be part of the celebration. It was contagious. But I think what stuck to me the most was that I remember how my friends had a hand at creating the music and lyric piece for the song that Honolulu was performing. And I remember how it was our area leader who created the choreography for the song. And I said to myself, someday I want to create something, or just anything for the church. I wanted to help. And by help, I mean, I wanted to be involved in anything that helped cultivate an appreciation for our faith. And that's what I prayed for. After the 30th anniversary celebration, I became deeply involved in church activities. I was in the junior choir, I was a children's worship service chairperson, and I joined the media group. And we were assigned to create a Christian music video. I was just a production assistant. I printed the scripts and I printed the schedules. I carried bags, I carried cameras. But I had fun. I had fun watching people act in front of the camera. I learned how to use the camera. I was there for the editing process. And I remember saying out loud, "It's so fun doing creative things for God. Imagine if you could do this for a living." And then, you know, a sister heard me and she said, "You know, it's possible. I know a sister that does this for a living." And I was so intrigued. I was like, "What? I thought you could only work for the church if you were a minister." So I was like, Who's this person? And she said, "Alio Garcia Pablo." And I was like, "Who's that? Why the funny name? I've never heard of her." She gave me her email address, and so I decided to contact her. I asked her, you know, how she started working for the church and what does it take to get there. She emailed me back and she said she majored in broadcasting and that her job entails producing, editing, and writing pieces that tell the world about the Church of Christ and strengthens the faith of brethren. And then she added, It's a creative way to serve God. And that was it for me. I was sold. And it was through prayer and God's guidance that I officially started working for the church in 2008. And it's still my favorite blessing. It's actually a dream I could have never dreamed for myself. And sometimes I wonder, what did I do to deserve such a great opportunity? And then I remembered the summer of 1998, when our choral group leader said, "If you're praying for something that has anything to do with bringing you closer to God, why wouldn't He bless you with it?"
Today, Janlin is an editor and producer who works on various projects at INC Media headquarters in Burlingame, California. Thanks for listening to this episode of Remember When. Do you have an experience you want to share? Tell us. Send us a message on @INC50West on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.